asking.
Yeah, no, Darcy's doing much better. Got a text from him yesterday that he's feeling stronger every day. He's up and trying to move around a little bit. He's still a little sore from his ribs and when they had to open him up there. But, no, he's in good spirits and doing well, and was not here, but was with us here in spirit and obviously watched and listened to Dirk. So, no, he's doing much better. Thank you for your question. Thanks for all the prayers and notes and that for Dumper.
Can you travel the whole roster?
Yes, we can travel the whole roster, and we will this time of year.
Can you give us an injury update?
Brent Baltus has been cleared, but it's a situation where he's missed so much hockey, 4 months he's been out, and we're possibly looking at a red shirt for Brent to try and get him back. So Dylan Stamen is out, and other than that, everybody is available to play.
Very good. Next question, Coach, is will the university have tickets and how they get them? Yes, they do have tickets. You can call the Central Ticket Office at 487-2073 or go to buyhuskiestickets.com for details on that. And there is a bus going down, too. We'll talk more about that coming up a little bit
later. There is, and I hope, I'm sure the Alumni Association will be putting something together, so we'll have a hopefully a tech gathering somewhere before the game on Saturday. So just stay tuned. Check the website out. Go to the MichiganTechHuskies.com, and you'll find a lot of information there on the website.
Question about where the game is going to be televised. ESPN News is what I've seen. Some people say they saw ESPN3, but ESPN News as far as I can see.
I think so, and again, it's just a good location to go is our website, and we'll have everything up there so to keep you updated and what's going on with the team.
Jake Lucchini and Tyler Hannon, two very talented players, have been struggling to contribute offensively. In your years of coaching, have you what have you done to help similar players to pull out of similar slumps?
Well, a lot of things you do is you have them come in and watch video, and we've done that. You have them come in and watch all the goals they've scored, and just to make them realize they can score. You switch lines. You rotate them in and out a little bit, and I did some of that on Saturday at times, subtly flip the centers just to try to get something going with those guys. But you got to be careful, because when you have three other lines playing pretty well, you don't want to disrupt everything just for a couple players. But no, they're good, but they're doing a lot of good things, and it'll come, you know, and they just got to stay positive and work hard, and maybe they haven't scored for a while, but they still play against one of the other top team's top lines, and you know, take a lot of minutes up, and they're doing a good job. I'm not concerned about it, because all it takes is one, and then they're off and running.
Next question, how good are our chances against Denver? And this listener says, I believe if we play tech hockey for three periods, we can beat anybody. Your thoughts?
Well, you can beat anybody. I've seen it all in the NCAA tournament. So we have to play our game. I like our team. I like the way Angus is playing in net. I like our defensemen. I think our forwards will match up well. They've got a great line in Gambrill, Borgstrom, and Terry. And obviously, Will Butcher's very good. But they've got a solid team, too. Maybe they don't have the numbers behind him, but they're very solid. And I was at the Frozen Four last year and watched Denver live and was really impressed with their team. And they're going to be good. But having said that, you know, it's a one game winner take all, and a lot of things can happen in a game. We've got to show up. We've got to play hard. We're the underdog. Nobody's giving us a chance. You know, whether it's on ESPN or all the pundits or probably Las Vegas, you probably could get some pretty good money for your return. I don't promote gambling or anything like that. But anyway, yeah, I. You know, part of me says, well, why are we going down there? I mean, everybody's got us just getting mopped up. So we'll see. We got something to say about that.
With four of the six members of the selection committee being from schools in the field, how hard was it to discuss pairings, and how do the standby representatives figure in?
Yeah, what happens there is you have to get a standby if your team is involved in the selection process. So we had a call on Saturday night after all the games, and I was off the call. They tell you they just, you can't be on the call. So Bob Daniels from Ferris State was our stand-in, and Bob does a great job, and he understands. And but basically, you can't be on the call for a lot of reasons, and I get that, because you know they don't want anybody trying to put your team here or there against this opponent. But the stand-ins do a great job. They've all been involved and all understand what's going on and what's at stake. The NCAA does a great job, and it's pretty simple in hockey. It's basically, you know, you have the pairwise and the RPI. It's 1 through 16, and then if there's some automatic qualifiers, then you have to bump team 16, and that's what happened with us this year. I don't know if it was Boston College or Wisconsin or somebody got bumped, but that's the way the system is. So and then it's pretty straightforward. They want to go 1, 16, 2, 15, 3, and And so there's not much to it, really. So they do an outstanding job just now speaking as a committee member and being a part of it and seeing what goes on internally. Everybody sees the outside, but they do a fantastic job there, and they really care and they really want to get it right, and I think they do it.
Next question, Coach, would be, it seemed like Gavin Gould missed some ice time Saturday night in the second and third periods. Was there an issue? And he certainly skated strong in the overtime.
Yeah, no question. We tried to match lines. They were going down to three lines and so forth. So we had our mind made up sort of as the game wore on what we wanted to do there. And then as we started to get guys who were dehydrated, Gavin got out there, Tommy Bretta got out there, and I thought they looked good. So we want to play four lines. And the problem, I shouldn't say the problem, but when you only have one game, you don't have to save players. You're just playing that one game for all the marbles. Sometimes you shorten your bench, and we did that game, and I thought Gavin did a good job. But I tried to spot him in there because he's been hot, and you want to keep him playing, and he did look good.
First of all, Coach, this listener says, great season so far, and thanks for helping.
So far, I like that, Derek. I like that comment. I mean, we're not satisfied. Yeah, give that guy four stars, whoever that is, or that young lady. I like that.
Here is your question. I know we're not really here to talk about Bowling Green, but one thing that really impressed me about their team was the fact that the puck could never get by any of them. It seemed like if a puck was within their reach, whether it was in the air or on the ice, bouncing, rolling, it didn't matter, they would knock it down and take control of it. Did it seem to you that they were unusually good at that?
They did a good job, and we did a poor job of getting pucks behind them, and we talked about that all week leading up to the game. One of the keys is that, and we're going to run into that Denver too, is they really have a good gap with their defensemen. They're right up on you, so they don't give you a lot of room to get any speed or get any momentum, so you have to lay pucks in behind them and try to get engaged in foot races with them. We did a poor job of that, but give them credit. They did a real good job.
This listener also says that it was frustrating. It looked like we gave up some shots that we should have taken earlier that we waited too
long. Oh, big time. We had some right from the first shift, Mason Blacklock, or first few shifts, he had a great opportunity, tries to make a backdoor pass, and yeah, we were overpassing, no question about it. So that's one of the things we'll address this weekend, going forward in practice and whatnot. So I like the unselfishness, but it's at times it's good to be selfish.
What was the official explanation of the embellishment call on Gould?
I didn't get one, didn't matter. I mean, I think just in my own opinion is you're not going to put anybody down unless it's a scoring chance or real blatant penalty. I wish they just wouldn't have called anything, and you see that all the time in the NHL where, a guy's sort of around the goalie and a guy just comes in to clear him out in front of the net. Nothing's called. So I had no problem with that at all. So I didn't need an explanation.
All right. We'll take a quick time out. Be back with more questions, and we'll see what else Coach has up for the rest of the show here on the Mel Pearson Show on Mix 93.
At Michelob Ultra, we know it's not just about how much you work out every day. It's about how much you work into every day, too. That's why we brew a beer for those who realize that expending calories should never come at the expense of spending time with friends. And for those who understand that just because you work out doesn't mean you can't go out. Hey, that's why we brew Michelob Ultra to have 95 calories, 2.6 carbs, and an exceptional taste. Michelob Ultra, brewed for those who go the extra mile. Enjoy responsibly. 2016 Michelob Ultra Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. 95 calories, 2.6 carbs, 0.6 grams protein, 0 grams fat per 12 ounces.
Stop in at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub for Sushi Tuesday from 4 till 11. Their fish is flown in overnight from the world-famous Honolulu Fish Company in Hawaii, featuring the highest quality and freshest sashimi-grade fish available worldwide. Sushi restaurants all over the globe buy from the Honolulu Fish Company. Now the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub get the same fish you would get in eateries in Chicago, New York, and L.A. Stop in for Sushi Tuesdays at the Library and taste something great.
Do you hear it? For some, the sound is clear. It's that distant awakening warrior call that spurs you on to action. It pushes you to become more than you, your friends, your coach, or family ever imagined. But wait. Is nagging foot pain fading your resolve? Don't surrender. Dr. Reminga at Northern Foot Care Center hears your warrior call. He's ready to tackle your foot pain head on. Today is not the day for failure. We've got this. Call 482-9950 or click northernfootcare.com.
This is Bob Franti of the Turvo Agency in Hancock. If something were to happen to you today, would your family be left with a financial burden to cover your debts and final expenses? Would they be able to maintain their same lifestyle without you? No matter your age and situation, there is an auto owner's life insurance policy to meet your unique needs, and an auto owner's life policy is likely more affordable than you think. Stop in at the Turvo Agency in Hancock and see how a life insurance policy from Auto Owners can provide the protection your family needs and deserves. Think life.
Next question for Coach Mel Pearson here on the Mel Pearson Show. Coach, this actually